The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has told the families and the victims of the Stardust fire tragedy that when they needed help the most, the state failed them. He said this during an apology, an official state apology delivered in the Dáil at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Take a little listen.
I know there have been many, many times when you thought this day would never come, over far too many, many years. I know that you were forced to endure a living nightmare, which began when your loved ones were so cruelly snatched from you in a devastating fire. Their unfinished stories became your story, the defining story of your lives and the lives of your parents and other family members who left this life before ever seeing justice. I am deeply sorry that you were made to fight for so long that they went to their graves never knowing the truth. Today we say formally and without any equivocation, we are sorry. We failed you when you needed us the most. From the very beginning, we should have stood with you, but instead, we forced you to stand against us. I truly hope that the days since last Thursday have marked a turning point, and here today, in Dáil Éireann, we finally begin to put things right.
That was the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking a little over 2 hours ago. Stephanie Rowan, News Talk reporter, was there. She, of course, covered every day of the inquest as it happened. Stephanie, what more can you tell us about what Simon Harris had to say about his meeting with the families earlier in the day and how those families have reacted to the apology?
I would say it's been a little bit anticlimactic here at Leinster House this afternoon. I was there last Thursday when the unlawful killing verdict was returned, and the atmosphere was electric. The emotion, people crying, hugging, it was so charged, the atmosphere. And today it feels a little flatter, I would have to say. As Lisa Lawler, who lost both her parents, said to me, we're all cried out. I think people are very tired. I think people were a little sceptical, but I do think, I just spoke to a few of the families, that they accepted the apology and they feel it was gracious, but they are saying that the proof will be in the pudding. I mean, Simon Harris hit all the right notes. You know, he didn't put a foot wrong. He apologised throughout it. He named each of the 48 victims. He gave an anecdote, which was a nice touch for each of the victims, you know, describing a little about them. Like, let's say, for example, David Morton, he said, you know, his nickname was Chesty because he used to prefer receiving the football when it was crossed to him on the chest because he didn't want him ruffling his hair. And, you know, so he put in lovely touches about people. Then he had the sincerity as well. You know, he said, sorry for the rushed funerals. Sorry, the coffins had to be closed, you know, and hitting the right note there, apologising to the frontline workers, apologising to the people who survived, apologising to the people who were injured. He hit all the right notes in the 25-minute speech. He didn't put a foot wrong. It did seem sincere. The families are taking it as sincere. But as I said, I do think it's slightly anticlimactic. A few of them are just saying, the proof is in the pudding. You know, he's saying sorry, but like, is he getting down to the nitty gritty of what they're actually sorry for? They just weren't so sure about that.
Is there consensus amongst the families in terms of what happens next, Stephanie, and where they go from here? I mean, for some, is this kind of the end of the road? What's the view on redress or, you know, the DPP getting involved? What have they been saying?
Yeah, like, you know, there's a few things. I think Micheál Martins, I know he's in Egypt on official business. I think they would have liked him to have been here. He's the Fianna Fáil leader. And as you know, at the time in 1981, it was a Fianna Fáil government. I definitely think they wanted to hear from him. They have said that they would be interested to hear what he has to say. And they said, like, it's not just about the fire. It's about the tribunal afterwards. Sean Haughey, who was the son of Charlie Haughey, who was at the Taoiseach at the time, he spoke in the Dáil. I would have to say a few of the family members didn't look best pleased when he spoke. There was a bit of skepticism there. I saw one or two eye rolls as well when he spoke. So I think it'll be important to see what Micheál Martin has to say. They do want to hear from a Fianna Fáil leader and his thoughts on all of this. I also think that they're saying the proof is in the pudding. They're saying like this will never happen again. And they're like, well, what do you mean? What are you going to set up? Like, how are you going to show you're sorry? So all very well meaning, but they do want to know how they're sorry. And then I know I said this to you last week, what steps are next? Well, a file is going to the DPP. So, you know, they will be told that unlawful killing has been noted on the record of coroner's court. So we wait now to see if a criminal investigation will be opened.
Yeah, I understand. Sean Haughey acknowledged that his relations with the Stardust Committee were at times fraught, and he does regret that, which possibly explains.
Damien Keegan, he's Antoinette Keegan's brother and Martina Mary's brother. And he just said to me, look, I was a little disappointed when he stood up. I don't feel he was really there for us. So he wasn't the happiest. And I don't want to speak for Sean Haughey, but he just said he wasn't the happiest when he spoke. And as you said, Sean Haughey acknowledged that himself, that the relations were fraught. I do think Fianna Fáil might need to come in here a little bit, though. I know Antoinette Keegan, speaking on Pat Kenny this morning, said that she will be meeting with Micheál Martin, and she just wants to hear. It's not just about the tragedy. It's just what happened afterwards. As Simon Harris said in The Dáil, the state made them live a living nightmare. They said they were arsonists, you know, that not only did they lose their loved ones, that they were then told they were criminals. And then that wasn't struck off the record till 2009. They only got the unlawful killing last Thursday. And if it wasn't, as Mary Lou MacDonald, her speech, have to say a lot of them really liked Mary Lou MacDonald's speech. They were very happy with that. And she said, you don't underestimate the Dublin Ma. And she said a lot of them underestimated the fight of, you know, Bridget McDermott, of Antoinette Keegan, of Gertrude Barrett, who sat in the hut of the Dáil once, Simon Harris acknowledged this, for 5 days, refusing to leave until they were seen and they wanted to be spoken to fight for their children. So, you know, just acknowledging the mother's role in all that. So as I said, I think the atmosphere here is a little weird. Like it's not the moment that was last week. I think everyone fully appreciates it. They really do. They're happy with it. But I think Lisa Lawler said it very well when she said, we're all cried out. We're just all cried out, you know. We're all wrecked from this, you know. So maybe slightly anticlimactic.
Lisa Lawler was only 17 months old when both her parents died in that fire. And we're going to speak to Lisa shortly after 5 o'clock. Lynn Boylan is with me now, though, the Sinn Féin senator. Senator, I mean, 43 years after the fact, but what did you make of the apology and what should happen now?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it has to be welcomed that the apology came, and the apology came quickly for the families, you know, that because given that everything else has been a very, very long, arduous journey, at least that the apology was delivered and delivered quickly. I also think that Natisha clearly listens to the families in terms of what they wanted to see in that apology, because the key thing was they wanted to know what the state was actually apologising for. But as you said, I've just managed to kind of talk to a few of the families before speaking to you, just to get their sense of what now. And what they're saying is, look, we need to see now they've followed up by action. You need to see full implementation of the recommendations in the coroner's report. You know, one person made the point like Dublin Fire Brigade is underfunded today. So, you know, these things that need to be followed through with action, because words, you know, while they're saying they were very, very welcome, they want to see follow through. They want to see the possibility now of proceedings, whether that's criminal or civil, to be looked at as well by the Garda Síochána, the Minister for Justice and the Attorney General. So all of those things are, you know, the next steps to prove that the apology wasn't just words, but that it actually does, I suppose, draw a line in the sand in terms of how families are treated when they're trying to seek justice in this country.
So that's the next steps as you set them out. You know, the DPP will be involved and there will be kind of talk of redress and the establishment of a scheme and discussions with the families as to what shape that should take and everything. What about the point that kind of Steph alluded to there? I mean, the confusion maybe that still exists in the minds of some families as to why it took so long, as to why successive governments seem to drag their heels over 43 years.
Well, now that's the golden question, I'm afraid. And I know Mary Lou McDonald mentioned it in her speech as well. There's very obvious, you know, in terms of power, in terms of influence, in terms of, you know, who the people who were involved in that, all of that played a factor. And I think all of that now has to come out, has to be acknowledged and accepted. You know, the constituency where this happened, you know, was the Taoiseach's constituency, the venue where it happened and the connections there. So they're questions, I think, that not for today, because today is about the apology. But at the end of the day, why was that lie perpetrated? You know, why was it spawned? Why was it then continued to be allowed to be on the record? And why was it so hard when all of the evidence was there? It was all there, all the witnesses that came forward for the inquest. And yes, time and time again, the families were told there was no need for a new inquiry. So I think that there are things that now, when families have time to decompress and to take on board everything that's happened in the last few days, that's where the focus, I'm sure, is going to shift.
Well, I mentioned Lisa Lawler. Lisa was 17 months old. Both her parents were killed when she was a 17-month-old child in that fire in 1981. And she's going to be joining me in about 20 minutes' time. So in the meantime, thank you, Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin Senator, and thanks to our own Stephanie Rowan for talking us through in detail what happened today. Lisa, you're welcome to the show. Can you talk us through your emotions, how it felt sitting in the Dáil Chamber listening to the apology today?
Well, it was a long time coming. And I think we all echo that. It was a very, very long time coming. And I think that when, you know, we've been knocked down so many times that we just keep getting back up, we weren't going away. You know, it was going to be that. And I was so, so honoured to sit there today and hear on Taoiseach to deliver an apology to my parents that they are not blamed for their own death. I am honoured.
He talked about every single person that died in that fire individually. How important was that to hear?
It was really, really lovely because he spoke like beautiful about everybody. But, you know, I suppose when it's what you call your turn, you know, he said that my mother and father left their baby girl at home, you know, and it was amazing. You know, it really, really was. It was just brilliant. He was brilliant. He spoke lovely about the whole lot of them.
Did you think, Lisa, did you ever think at points over the last number of years when you were campaigning and involved with the other families that you would get to this point? Was there a time you feared you'd never get to this point?
There was. There was a time where I just thought, that's it. You know, I'll never get here. You know, this will never happen. I mean, there was a time where we did say, like, oh God, is this ever going to happen? Are we going to be fine? In my generation, I didn't know whether I'd get there, but I knew that my children would follow it on from me. I know that, you know, we've all lived with stardust. I have since I've been in nappies. When my parents left me, I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk and I couldn't feed myself. So if that puts it to you in the weight that we've waited for this now, I'm 44 years old now. And 43 years ago, my parents went out for dinner and drinks and they never came back. And that's how we put it.
I mean, despite the apology, Lisa, it strikes me, you know, listening to yourself and listening to Antoinette Keegan this morning, chatting to Pat. I mean, whatever has happened, whatever happened today, whatever is going to happen in the future with the DPP or redress or anything, we might talk about that in a moment. I mean, we need to acknowledge and remember, as well, I mean, for all of you guys, this is a wound that will never fully heal.
Well, I've said that before. Well, you know, when, as I spoke to you when I wrote my book as well, I've said that before. There's a wound inside me that will not be healed. It will just not be healed. I will never be healed. Inside of me there's an open wound that nothing will fill. Nothing. And my parents are not coming back. So that's the way it is now, you know. That we will always be there for each other. We will always be there. We will always support each other. But we will never bring these people back. Let's remember that. The The apology was absolutely immense. And, you know, we were so, so grateful for it, but it will never bring them back.
And Lisa, what do you hope happens now?
Well, obviously, now we'll have to take this in. We'll need to sit down and we'll need to... We couldn't have done this without Darragh Macken, without Phoenix Law. We'll obviously have to speak to our lawyers. And we'll obviously sit down and we'll have a talk. But apart from that, we are very, very, very vindicated and happy with today's decision. And with Thursday's decision and with the apology from the Taoiseach today, it was immense. It was immense. It means so much to us.
And, I mean, regardless of what happens next, say with the DPP or with a redress scheme, I mean, the fact that there is now on record a finding of unlawful killing, that the state has apologised, were they the really big things that you were after?
Well, I suppose the apology spoke for itself today. It really, really did, you know. And the verdict on Thursday spoke for itself too. So both of them things spoke for themselves. And what I would be doing would be consulting with our lawyers in the future. And we hope that today, that I know that today everybody around me is very, very happy with the decision. And we're just delighted that we got the state apology. We're over the moon. And please, God, long may it live.
Well, listen, Lisa, we thank you very much, as we always do, for talking to us and for sharing your story again. And we congratulate you, I guess, on, for what it's worth, on what has happened over the last few days since Thursday with the apology today. And I'm sure we will talk again in the future in terms of what happens next, because as everybody knows at this stage, files being prepared and sent to the DPP on foot of the inquest coming to a determination of an unlawful killing of the 48 people killed in the Stardust fire in 1981, and the state today officially apologising for the way it dragged its heels over the last 43 years when it came to finding out the truth. Lisa Lawler, who, as I say, was only 17 months old, as she said herself, in nappies when her parents went out for a bite to eat and a dance and never came home. Lisa, again, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.